www.bbc.co.uk.
It's Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And now, live from London, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, we'll be meeting the Irish boy band who have given up music to open their own bakery. And our new feature, Westloaf.
Bad to the bone. Bad.
But now, please welcome a man who only eats white bread. It's Chris Moyles.
Circus stop.
It's the Wybird stop.
Radio 1, Radio 1, Radio 1. Radio.
Chris Moyles, you're a
And it's over to Tony for tonight's gamble.
Charlie and I were out the back when Vera and Dave came by and said, come along for a picnic.
Okay, as soon as you know the answer, press the buzzer. Right, who's going to go first?
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
I just like to say before we start today's programme, I know I don't like to start on a crude note, but, you know, start as you mean to go on, I always say. Will, our producer, has just done the smelliest, most horriblest guff known to mankind.
Was disgusting.
Filthy. And he's there trying to say, wasn't me, wasn't me. I will swear on my mother's life that that didn't come from me.
Well, I was stuck in the studio with it, and it wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Well,
it must have been one of you.
I swear on my kid's life.
You haven't got kids.
Doesn't matter.
I think it's the aircon.
It's the aircon? It's your flapping butt cheeks, that's what it is.
It is, isn't it?
First time it
What
was.
Did you have last night?
Beer.
How much?
Lots.
You're with?
You.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Did he go for curry with you last night?
No. He's been joking.
Did he not fancy it?
He couldn't see by 10 o'clock. I've never known anybody get so drunk after about three beers. As I better go home. Very funny. He had a good night last night.
Good. Where'd you go?
I just went to the pub and then I decided to treat my friends to a little curry. Nice little Indian.
It's nice of you.
Yeah.
That's a question.
Yeah?
Did I have a good night?
Yeah, you did have a good night.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's fine.
Do you not remember going to leave and falling through the door?
More than likely, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Did he really?
He kind of stumbled and hit both sides of the door on the way out. And, he started to close his eyes, actually, in the pub. And, he goes, I think I better go home. And I was with some lads from Leeds. Well, there's one guy from Castleford, right? And he goes, you got another hour drinking, mate. It's only 10 o'clock. And he goes, I don't think so.
So he was finished by 10?
Serious, I swear, honestly, he was so drunk by 10 o'clock, he could only handle another one. Oh, man.
Dave's the funniest when he's drunk, though.
Why?
I don't know. Your eyes go kind of...
Your eyes go
everywhere.
Really small, and you just... It's like someone's hit the slow motion button on you, and you do everything in slow motion. It's very funny.
Even talking.
Like, picking up his pint and putting it to his lips, right? When he's sober, pick it up, drink, put it back down again. When he's drunk, that's about 30, 40 seconds, that is.
It's true.
Just pick it up, move it slowly up to the lips, tip it in a little bit. And now, put it back down on the table.
I don't get difficult, though, do I?
You saying I do?
No.
I don't get difficult. I'm a great drunk. Mel? You're a good drunk.
Yeah, I'm alright.
Will?
Fall over.
No, you're a jolly drunk. You don't get narky or anything.
I hate these people that get violent with it.
Dave loses his temper a little bit, actually.
Do I?
Yeah. Still, it could be worse. You could be my brother.
It's true.
He just bores his pants off everybody. Brian Wilson in 1964. Shut up! And all his stories take 20 minutes to tell.
And then he has an argument with everybody around the table.
Yeah. And then he gets in a real narky mood and just goes, I'm going home.
But he never does go home, though, does he?
No. Big girl's blouse. Tomorrow, by the way, we're going to be doing the show backstage at Wembley Arena in London. Steps are going to be performing tomorrow night, so we're going to be backstage at Wembley, and we're going to go rooting through the dressing rooms and mess around and ruin their sound check. And
this isn't a joke, by the way, this is real.
Yeah. Well, it was either, do we go and do the show from Eminem's house or backstage with Steps? And there's no contest.
Really. We don't know where Eminem lives.
Well, yeah, it's true.
I'll put out voting.
So we're going to do that tomorrow. Yesterday on the show, I was talking about David Beckham's tattoo. He's had the name Victoria in Hindi tattooed on his arm. So I'd like a tattoo. I kind of like David Beckham in Welsh or something. I haven't decided
Polish.
Exactly what. But Melinda's organised a tattooist. Would that be right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Is she from Tatooine, like in Star Wars? Or whatever it's called, I don't know.
Oh, she's next door, I think.
Yeah, she's it's just like Delia Smith and Anne Diamond. And rolled into one person.
It doesn't look like a tattooist, does she?
I think a tattoo is going to hurt more than you think, though.
She doesn't look like she's got...
She looks too sensible.
She doesn't look like she's got any tattoos. She hasn't, she's saying. That's like being taught to drive by somebody with no arms or legs and no head.
Not tattooists like big hairy biker types.
Yeah.
She's from the local hospital.
What?
She's from the local hospital.
Where the hell did she learn to do tattoos?
I'm joking.
Have you tested her out? You know she's real or not?
Yeah, she's real.
You sure?
Yeah.
Sure she's not like a, you know, psycho Madonna fan?
Could be.
Who just wants to get Madonna tickets. Story about that to tell later as well. Mm. Apparently Madonna's people are really worried about letting you into the gig tonight, Dave, because they've heard that you're a crazed stalker.
I'm not dangerous.
Yeah, Dangerous Dave Pierce isn't allowed in.
Well, his middle name is Danger.
It's Malcolm, isn't it? Dangerous Dave Malcolm Pierce here. Hello. I'm sorry, Mr. Dave Pierce, we can't leave when you're too dangerous. Surely not! I love Madonna! And as she gets older, her voice seems to get higher. Kylie Minogue's new song is called Please Stay.
1, 2, 3.
Bring it back.
So here's the tattoo lady then. Hello, tattoo lady.
Hello, Chris.
So who are you?
My name's Lisa.
Lisa the tattooed lady. But you don't actually have any tattoos.
I've got a henna tattoo and that's it.
So what do you do?
At the moment, I'm unemployed, but I have been doing henna tattoos in Greece.
You don't actually have any tattoos yourself?
Not at the moment, no. I want one, though.
But you find it strange that you do tattoos, but you don't actually have one?
Yeah, but they're not real ones. They're semi-permanent ones.
Oh, yeah. I know what a henna tattoo is. Ugh. But you don't have one?
Only one on my hand, the henna one, yeah.
Let's have a look. That's rubbish. Mine's not going to look like that, is it?
No.
Mine's going to look like really hard. That's like really girly.
It is really girly, but I've got some other designs with me you can have a look at.
Okay, what colour's that?
That's brown. It's the natural henna.
Oh, okay. Can I have mine red?
Unfortunately.
Black?
We can get black henna, but I haven't got any at the moment.
Why not, woman?
Because it was short notice,
Chris. You're the worst tattooist in the world.
I'm the only one you've got, though.
Yeah, and Melinda will get a kick in for that. So have you got a book of designs I can choose from? Yeah.
Yep.
What do you recommend I should have and where?
It's up to you, really.
What do you see me as?
What do I see you
What about
as?
An anchor?
Leave it.
With olive oil underneath?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Vegetable oil.
Groundnut.
Ketchup.
Dab oil.
What do you think? What do you think I should have done?
Well, I don't know. don't know. I mean, the traditional ones that people go for are like Celtic bands. They're all a bit boring, though.
Yeah.
You want something different, something that's a bit...
Ever seen the Star Wars films?
Some of them, yeah.
Can you do an Ewok?
Not off the top of my head. Okay, if you've got a picture of one, then yeah, I can copy it.
Matthew Kelly?
I can write Matthew Kelly.
Right, okay.
Get a Celtic band, like Runrig.
Melinda's got a Celtic band. He's got a real one. That would take ages, though, wouldn't it?
Around your arms.
About 45 minutes.
No, we haven't got that long. The feature's not long enough to sustain 45 minutes. What do you think I should get done, Mel?
Something simple.
Something simple?
Yeah.
I get your name done in Hindi.
Do you speak Hindi?
Unfortunately, no.
No, that's out then.
Well, just make it up, because neither do I, and I'm not really going to know the difference.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right, okay. No problem.
I'll get my name in French. Christophe. I don't know. Email christophemiles@bbc.co.uk or phone 08700 100 100 if you have any ideas of what I should get tattooed and where. And don't do really crude stuff, because we've done all those jokes already and we can't do them again. Right?
Mm.
Right. And then after 4:30, you're going to do me.
I am.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Oh, fantastic. With your one colour.
Unfortunately, yes.
Brown.
Yeah. I wanted a black one. Black ones look...
Well, I can come back and do your black one another time.
I haven't seen the first one yet. The first one might be rubbish. Is. This one, an unemployed tattooist who doesn't have any tattoos. You think I'm going to let you back in again? You don't know anybody called Marcus, do you, who likes Madonna?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm just asking. All right. All right, well, any ideas of what I should get, then phone up. And then later, it's Lisa, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lisa will be tattooing me. Dave, do you want anything done?
No, thanks.
Mel?
I'm all right.
Will?
I'm fine, Tom.
Will, why don't you get steps tattooed on your neck?
No.
I mean, that'll go to really well down tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right, we'll do it later after 4:30.
Dave Pearce. Radio 1. How would you like to DJ on the same bill as Fatboy Slim?
One. Stop.
This is Dave Pearce. Listen all next week from 6 as I'll be giving you the chance to win a night on the decks alongside the Fatboy himself. On December the 8th, you could be mixing up a set at the Boutique in Brighton. We'll take you and a friend by limo to the gig, and then you'll be in the mix at the finale of Fatboy Slim's UK tour.
Dave Pearce, Radio 1.
The fattest competition of 2000. All next week from 6, with me, Dave Pearce, on Radio 1.
Dave Pearce, Radio 1.
O'clock on Delirium and Silence. So some of the suggestions coming in of what I should have tattooed on my person. A pint of lager.
Uh-huh.
Lara Croft. I'll get Kylie Minogue on my chest like that Madonna t-shirt that she wore. A real tattooist phoned up and said, don't be a girl, have a real one done. Shut up! I'm getting it done by a woman who does tattoos, doesn't have any of herself, for God's sake! I should have the word beer in Japanese. I like that, actually. And Leeds United. I can't decide, actually.
Clannad.
Yeah, you like the idea of having Clannad on my arm. So the people go, what's that? And I reply with,
it's a Celtic band.
Ho-ho!
I'll get Clannad if you get Runrig.
On my neck.
Yeah. Run on one side and ring on the other.
Holla horse from the land of the lost. Behold the pale horse, or course. Follow me, Wu-Tang got it.
So what tattoos shall I get then? Ian on the M42 said a picture of what was stuck to the toilet yesterday. I don't think so. Sally in Devon says a skull and crossbones. Skull being a microphone. What? What?
I still like fish and chips on your knuckles.
Instead of love and hate,
yeah.
Fish and chips.
And on one arm, Stud Muffin, the other one, Egg McMuffin.
Dan in the Isle of Wight said the picture of Comedy Dave.
Don't think so. In brown?
Well, you know, you're quite tanned. You're quite dark-skinned, aren't you, David? And Stephen Cardiff says, why don't you get the whole of the Chinese takeaway on your ass?